to me shall not hunger, and who believe in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father beckons, and I will raise you up, and I will raise you up, and I will raise you up on the last day. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And if you eat of this bread, you shall live forever. You shall live forever. And I will raise you up. And I will raise you up. And I will raise
Welcome to all you're visiting with us today. Now I'll be sitting down for the whole Mass. And what happened is on Friday I fell and didn't hurt anything. But the problem is I got dehydrated again, and that's why I fell. I fell just fine. Which surprised me a lot because I've been drinking Gatorade and water over and over and over and over again. So I think I better call the doctor sometime, see maybe there's something else going on. So anyway, so I'll be down here. That's why I'm sitting. I'm just fine when I'm sitting, but I just think standing probably wouldn't be a good idea. So, and of course I want to get back to the big altar as soon as I can. So when that happens, it happens. So, I'm just glad to be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins. Bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you. We bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery. Grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all those words of his." The word of the Lord.
I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me. The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord.
I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the
Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds.
I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the
To you I will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people.
I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled, so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God. For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Stand. Alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as they had told him, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread and said the blessing, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take this, it is my body." Then he took a cup and gave thanks and gave to them. They all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. You may be seated. Instead of talking about Corpus Christi, we'll do that next week. I have a message from our bishop, and I'll talk about that a little bit too. This in regard to the lawsuit that was there. It's all been settled once and for all. And here's what the archbishop says. Archbishop announced on May 31st that the Archdiocese had reached an agreement with survivors of sexual abuse to resolve the bankruptcy that had been filed in January of 2015. The agreement both provides compensation to survivors and resolution of all related claims against individual parishes. A letter from Archbishop Hebda with more information is located in the bulletin in the back of the church on our parish and also on our parish website. And here is one question that was asked. Is there a chance that our parish will be sued for past abuse? No. An important provision added to the agreement is what is called a channeling injunction, which protects all parishes against future sex abuse claims. Any claim or lawsuit placed against this parish as part of the bankruptcy is resolved in the agreement. I'd like to take a moment and just talk about this horrible stuff we've had, the abuse of young ones. There's something, the way God works, it doesn't mean it's good to do bad things. It isn't good to sin. But the marvelous thing is, God uses not only our goodness to help us, God even uses our sins to help us. Now, that doesn't mean you oughtn't sin. It doesn't mean that at all. Because God can work the other stuff too, but God is so deep, the love is so deep, that God uses even the worst things about us to help us. I find that very interesting. In my own life, I find this. My sins have been my best teachers. I've done good stuff too. God doesn't seem to work through that much. My sins, as we all got. Maybe there are a few blessed people who don't have them, but I've never met one. God has used my sins to help me become better. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Because what happens is, I don't understand how God works all the time, but there's something about me, I think probably it's pretty widespread, that we don't really look deep inside of ourselves. Because, we don't stop and see what's there. Well, when we've sinned, and especially if it's kind of big, it becomes much more difficult to say, I look inside myself and I'm really pretty good, yeah. It's much harder to do that. But when we look inside of ourselves, in all many different kinds of ways, we all do it. It can be any one of the seven capital sins, which are not sins, but the energy is used. Pride, anger, greed, right anger, lust, greed, gluttony, envy, and sloth. Pick what you got. Pick a couple. I got a couple I know for sure. I ain't telling you though. There's no reason I should tell you. But just think about that. See, there's the whole thing. You see, rather than calling it original sin, I would call it this. The problem is we're human beings. And being human beings, we got all of these different energies that are strong. And so sometimes we use them badly in ways which are harmful to people. And that's what we call sin. It's scary to look inside and see what's there. Because what's happened so much happened to me, I think it's pretty widespread too. We always find some kind of reason, oh, that wasn't so bad. Oh, yeah, but there were circumstances, all kinds of stuff like that. We do that. I've done it. I suspect every one of us has done it. It's just a human kind of thing. And so I would say the problem is, like we used to talk about babies being baptized, get rid of original sin, those little innocent things. See, there is a problem. It's not that the parents gave them original sin. It's from the parents that they became human beings. That's what your mom and dad did to us. They made us human beings. And when we're human beings, we got the stuff. We got the stuff. So we shouldn't be too surprised that we fall off the wagon or whatever it's going to be. And I'd use this just an example that love that God is so broad and so deep that God uses even sin and evil to bring about good. I don't know how God does it. I probably won't ever know until the next life. Aren't we fortunate? The God who can use everything inside of us to bring about good. Now, I don't suggest that we go out and do some kind of big sinning, because God's going to take care of it anyway, because we don't know how God works and what all the situations are. I just want for us to realize that is how we are loved. Let's ponder that. We can't imagine this. Can't imagine it. See, it's far, far beyond what we humans can do. That is why I've talked many times about willpower will never make us good and holy. Willpower's done something for me. It caused me problems. The biggest problem was 4 deep depressions. That's what I got from it. I don't advise that. It's no fun. Depressions are no fun. But I learned from them. See, God just does stuff. He can find some kind of way to take all the crazy stuff we do to help it get out to something which is good. That's what Christianity is, you know. It's the legend about St. John, the apostle. And all he preached was, little children, love one another. And after this was done for weeks and months and so on, somebody got up the courage to say, John, why is that the only thing you ever say? And John says, it's the only thing that matters. Isn't Christianity simple? And here we've been doing all the rules and regulations and stuff like that and never got it. What is it going to be? Well, I got a duty to go to church. Oh, that's nice. Does it help? Maybe, because there's some goodwill behind it. I'll just finish by saying there is no way we can ever exaggerate too far the depth and the breadth of love that God is. And all the bad rep that God got for so many years. Total love. And we got him a punisher and a king that's strict and all that kind of stuff. Thank God we're starting to realize God is love forever and never runs away. God bless you.